So what a powerhouse of passages Mother Church gives us today. Some of my favorite passages, both individually, but as together in this liturgical setting on this fifth Sunday. For the third Sunday in a row now, we've heard these great passages from John's Gospel. And even in that shorter version this evening, there's so much there. So much of the heart of the Father is revealed. So much of God's plan for salvation on display for us. And I'm sure we know that primarily the season of Lent was developed for those who were adult, for those adults who are becoming, were becoming Catholic. And we call it the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, RCIA. And this time of intense, immediate preparation, the scriptures kind of get really amped up about the reality of the mysteries of the sacraments that they are about to enter. But it's also for us as well, as we prepare to remind ourselves and to renew within ourselves our own baptismal promises. And the reality of the new life in Christ that was given to us. That new life in Christ that St. Paul speaks so beautifully in throughout all of his letters, but especially today in Romans chapter 8, where he clearly defines the two ways of life, the two paths that are so often given to us in the scriptures. And today he says it's either the life of the flesh or life of the spirit. Either a natural, worldly way of thinking or a completely new way of thinking as we're elevated to the mind and the life of Christ. And we must choose one, and there's nothing compatible between the two. So if we live in the flesh, we are not with God. We cannot be with God. We cannot please God. What a profound and bold statement to make. In our world today, we try to get along with everybody and not be too extreme or too rigid. And we try to placate, be tolerant, be progressive. St. Paul says this is not the way to salvation. And so we can ask ourselves, have we really entered into the waters of baptism? Have we allowed the reality of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ to change our life? The other readings that we have from Ezekiel, written about 550 years before the birth of Jesus, that responsorial psalm maybe 1,000 years before the birth of Jesus, and this great exposition as we see how Jesus responds to death. The psalmist, maybe perhaps King David, crying out from the depths of his soul, crying out, "Listen to my voice. I'm crying out to you, Lord, from the depths of my darkness. Listen to me. I know that you don't mark my sin, because if you did, I couldn't even stand in your presence. But I'm waiting for you, Lord." Just like the soldier waits for daybreak through the pitch black night for a little bit of hope to see what's going on around him, I'm waiting for you, Lord. And the prophet Ezekiel, writing from exile. So he was a prophet, but he was also a priest, which meant his life was spent offering sacrifice in the temple until the Babylonians came and conquered Jerusalem and destroyed the temple and brought them into exile. And so there was no more of them remaining. Their identity was their land, their territory, their relationship with God the Father, and their ability to offer sacrifice. That was all wiped out. They're living basically as prisoners of war. In this beautiful prophecy of Ezekiel 37, but that whole package of really 36, 37, and even part of 38, to see the promise of God the Father to his children who were in exile, the children who felt like they were dead. "Oh, my people," the Lord says through Ezekiel, "Oh, my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and then you will return to your land, and then you will know that I am the Lord. Oh, my people," what a fatherly cry we receive today. "My people, don't settle for this valley of dry bones. Listen to my voice. Hear me calling you to new life. Allow me to put my spirit inside of you, so that you can live a new life, a true life, And that's fulfilled in the person of Jesus and through the sacraments that we can receive only in the Roman Catholic Church, which is why it's so beautiful when you come to see the people who are entering the church this year, that they have heard the voice of God calling out to them in their darkness, in their sin, and they've said, yes, I want the Spirit of the living God to be alive inside of me. Do we? Have we heard the Father calling out to us, beckoning us to true life? These last few weeks, these gospels that we've had. So 2 weeks ago, with the woman at the well, this woman who had been married 5 times, and now she was with another man, going in the middle of the day with her bucket to get a little bit of water just to quench her thirst. The same place that she's been coming time and time again, symbolized by her 5 husbands, hoping for a little bit of relief, hoping for a little bit of reprieve from the power, the pressure, the stress of this world. And she encounters the man who says, I am the living water. If you drink of me, you will never be thirsty again. And through that encounter, her life was changed. A complete radical transformation from the encounter with Jesus Christ. And last week, we had the man born blind, stumbling around in the darkness of blindness. He meets the one who says, I am the true light of the world. If you follow me, if you walk in my light, you will never be in darkness again. This man's life was profoundly changed from that encounter with Jesus Christ. And then today, is there a word? Profound's not a profound enough word to describe the encounter with Lazarus today. This man was dead for 4 days. He was dead. So dead that they were afraid to open it because there had been a stench. There was no embalming fluid. The body would have already started rotting. But this is the reality that Jesus wants us to be aware of, and this is where Mother Church wants us to be today. As we prepare next week for Palm Sunday so that we can enter into the Triduum, to realize who Jesus is and what he's done for us and what he's doing for us. Because we are just like that woman who is thirsty, desirous of something, something more than this world can offer, but uncertain where to go it, where to get it. So we keep going back to this world, and we're never quite satisfied. But we keep hoping maybe the next time, just one more time, and it will work. And then we stumble around in the darkness of our sin, the blurred vision, not quite sure where to go, not quite sure where we're headed, until we encounter Christ. And as we sit in the silence and examine our consciences, we realize that oftentimes, because of the choices that we've made, we've put ourselves in the tomb. And we've barricaded ourselves behind the stone of shame, of guilt, of regret. But in each 3 of these stories, Jesus is the one who went to the person. Jesus made the first move. Jesus is the rescuer. This is the mission of Jesus Christ, to rescue us from the sin and darkness of this world, the empty promises, the lies of the evil one, and he brings us to new life. The Catechism teaches us that the desire that we have in our own souls to know Jesus Christ is only a response to his thirst for us. When Jesus made it to the home of his friends, he said, where have you laid him? Where is he? If we go back to Genesis, to the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree, they realized they had sinned and they went to hide themselves. And the first response of God was, where are you? I created you to be with me and you're not here. Where are you? This is the ache of the Father, the thirst of the Father's heart for each one of us. Where are you? Where have you been laid? Where are you hiding? I want you here with me. This is the hope. This is the answer to our problems, the answer to our darkness. The healing of our wounds is found in the person of Jesus Christ. And through the sacraments of his church, do we believe? That's the question that Jesus asked Martha today. Do you believe? Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe in who I'm telling you that I am? In just a few moments, we're going to say the creed. The very first words are, I believe. But do we? Does our belief go beyond the words on that page? If we can rewind the video footage of our life just from today in these last few days, does my life show that I believe in Jesus Christ? Or have I been dabbling in the wells of this world? Have I been walking blindly in sin? Am I settling for mediocrity and just enough Jesus to get me through the day? Am I hiding behind the stone of shame and regret of past sins? Now, none of us here are dead like Lazarus was. But mortal sin kills us. So where are those places in your life that Jesus is coming to meet you today? Where are those places that are dead? Where are you afraid of the stench? Are you hearing Jesus call you today? Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe your marriage is on the rock, or your spouse has abandoned you. Maybe your children have abandoned you and left the home and you haven't heard from them for years. Maybe your spouse has left the faith, or your children have left the faith. Maybe you're stuck with addiction, drugs, drinking, the dark side of the internet. Maybe you're struggling to find sense in this crazy world we're living in, who is so adamantly against natural law and God's plan for our lives that we don't even know where to turn anymore. Maybe we're stuck in the sexual excess and impurities that are on full display all around us. Where is that area in your life where Jesus is calling your name and says, come out. Come out. Come out of the darkness and come into me. Come into life. This is the promise that Jesus Christ gives us. That just like Ezekiel told the Israelites that he will open our graves and have us rise from them and put his spirit within us. This is a reality. And Jesus wasn't just talking about something. He made it happen. He is God and his word is creative. When he says it, it is. And through the waters of baptism, he claimed you as his child. And you are now a child of God. And this is the reality that we're called to live in. Do you believe? Do you believe in the promises of Jesus Christ? The promises of the gospel? Are you hearing Christ's voice to you today? Have you surrendered your life under the lordship of Jesus Christ? Are you settling for one more trip to the well, which we know will bring us back to the tomb behind the stone? Come out, Jesus says today. Come out to new life. Ezekiel finished his passage today with one of the best verses in all the scriptures. Ezekiel 37:14. I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord. What more do we need? To know the promises of Jesus Christ, the promises of the scriptures, and to have confidence that he will do it because he said so. I have promised and I will do it. I will rescue you from the darkness and I will bring you to new life. Jesus asked Martha and he asks each one of us, do you believe? Do you believe?